than the hero in the United States?
Do I have a hero in the U.S.?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I have, my hero is Alfred James, the spy who broke the CIA.
What's that?
Aldrich James.
Oh, yes.
The guy who broke the CIA. He's in prison now.
Yes, I remember.
He betrayed the CIA, and he betrayed all of the CIA agents over in Russia. A lot of them were executed because of him, they say.
Well, why is he your hero?
Because he screwed the CIA. He screwed the United States of America. And I hope the Russians will spring him from jail. What the Russians should do now, there are plenty of CIA rats in Russia. They're always catching them, but that damn Yeltsin was letting them go free. They should catch a few American CIA rats in Russia. They should try them, convict them, sentence them to death. You could say three or four CIA rats, American CIA rats. Then just call up Clinton and say, look, unless you give us Ames back tomorrow, all these CIA rats we're going to execute them in the morning. You have to play hardball with the United States. That's the only language they understand, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right.
So Malcolm X, he taught. He said, if somebody speaks English, you talk to him in English. If somebody speaks Spanish, you talk to him in Spanish. If someone speaks the language of violence, you have to talk to him in the language of violence. You have to talk to everybody in their own language, otherwise they don't understand what you're saying. America, the Jews who control America, only understand the language of violence. So you have to talk to them in their language.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you're talking to them in that language now?
Yeah. They only understand the language of violence and the threat of violence, bad publicity, which can lead to violence, you see?
Yeah.
They don't give a shit about